Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Radio. This is Brenda Pierce, the Empowered Nurse, co-producer of The Breast Show in Town 2016, London, Ontario, April 17, 2016, 8:30 to 4 p.m. at the Lamplighter Inn on Wellington Street, www.breastshowintown.ca for more information. You can get your tickets online, beat the rush at the door, and find out about our amazing vendors, our speakers, and listen to other editions of Breast Show Radio. Get your cup filled up with all kinds of great integrative information empowering you to live your fullest life experience. I am thrilled to feature today. Our vendor spotlight is on Kathy Brown Swanton of Studio Wellness Clinic. And she is one of our fabulous vendors. She is a presence in London with an amazing, amazing location that will heal your body, mind, and spirit. Hers are little bio. Restoring her energy isn't important as helping others restore theirs. She offers healing retreats at her lakefront cottage and her cabin in the forest. Water to energize, earth to ground, and sun and moon to center. By getting your energy flowing and her clients' energy flowing, Kathy helps her clients to de-stress from sole of her feet to sole of your spirit. Kathy holds specialties in reflexology, healing touch, Reiki, cold laser therapy, ionic foot bath detox, aromatherapy, hot stone massage, aroma touch massage, essential oil therapy, and I'm sure there's a whole lot more there. Welcome to the show, Kathy.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
We're thrilled to have you, and we're thrilled to have you not only here on radio, but also at the Breast Show in town. And you are someone who is definitely deserving to be in the spotlight today. Wonder if you can tell us a little bit about you and how you decided to get into doing all this marvelous work, and then let's talk more about your business and what you do.
Certainly, happy to share. Well, how I got into this was I was downsized out of a corporate telecommunications job after about for three times. So on the third time, I kind of gave my head a shake and said, you know, I should be doing something different. And at the time, my mother was in her third round of breast cancer and in a nursing home grieving the loss of my father who had passed away quite suddenly. And I had the opportunity to spend 8 weeks full-time with her, helping her just manage her stress in the nursing home and manage the grief and everything else while she was transitioning her life and as she was crossing over. So after she passed away, I decided that, you know what, I could go back into the corporate rat race, if you will, that I had been in, or I could go back to school and learn something different. So I left a corporate life and went back to school and started studying energy medicine, reflexology, and all of the benefits of helping people de-stress and what that can do, the benefits that it can bring to them.
That's beautiful. It's incredible how life will knock you on the head and keep knocking you on the head until you make a decision to make a change. And,
so true.
Oh, and to be able to spend that quality, precious time with your mom, oh, that's priceless.
Mm-hmm.
That's truly a gift as well. Not that that was the circumstances you wanted to spend the time with her, but I think that helping people through the time of transition is the greatest gift we can give. And to be truly present and share from the heart with another heart is just beyond words. And being a nurse for 30-odd years, I've been at the bedside so many times, and it never loses its awesomeness and its greatness. So learning how to manage stress and manage your own stress, help your mom, and now help so many people in their own lives, in their own experiences, in their own journeys. What a gift. And to be able to do it in this beautiful environment, I think that this is just, you know, totally a wonderful gift that you are giving back to the world.
Yeah, thank you. One of the first things I had to learn was to manage my own stress. So it was, as you say, these lessons keep reappearing to you until you finally get it. So it was one that showed me that I had to change my habits from diet to my thoughts to the physical care of myself.
Well, we spend the first part of our life, I should say the middle years of our life, basically giving and giving and giving and giving. And then basically at the, you know, there reaches a point, and I have yet to find somebody where they haven't had that point, where life knocks them on the head and says, course correction time. And then what happens is they open up to that because they realize how burnt out they are and how tired they are and how stressed they are. And adrenal fatigue is one of the greatest killers that we have, and people don't realize it's a silent killer. And so whatever we can do, you know, all these beautiful modalities that you do really do touch the body, mind, and the spirit with hands-on touch and cleansing of the lymphatic system, using essential oils and the vibrational frequency of each essential oil. You know, Reiki is near and dear to my heart. I'm a Reiki master, and I know... Yes, and I know how vital it is that touch and no touch, but reaching into the energetic field of somebody else and sharing that universal life force energy, how beautiful that is. You've got a beautiful combination of modalities here, and you're not just focused on one, but they all interchange and interlace beautifully. I think it's fabulous.
Yeah, I kind of think of them like my medicines. One may not work for one person, and another person may react quite differently to something else, or a combination of the two. Like, it's not uncommon for me to do reflexology with Reiki at the end just to give that extra little boost of energy and to make sure the energy is balanced and flowing and that the person goes away in a more relaxed state.
That's right. You know, just really honoring the chi or the ki, whatever term you use for the universal energy that flows through you. You know, it's amazing how people can get energetically blocked, and it's often that they're blocked energetically before they actually manifest it physically. And so, honestly, you know, by the time we get to the point where we're actually having the physical symptoms, you know, we really, really are in a state of needing triage, energetic triage.
Mm-hmm. I love that expression. So true. It's so true.
Yeah.
And even to be able to do it from a distance. No,
yeah.
I'm just being able to just speak with someone and help them to calm and you don't physically have to be present is something that I have learned to come to appreciate and to trust that it will work.
Mm-hmm. And that's just it, is giving up, surrendering any control. You know, when a practitioner is working with you, it is absolutely necessary that they surrender their ego, their outcomes, their wishes for you, and just be a conduit of energy flowing through.
Right.
And when you get that conduit happening and that awesomeness of the energy, the experience of the recipient is just you know, truly unique to themselves. We cannot guide it. We cannot direct it. We really do need to step into the flow and let go and let God, right?
Mm-hmm. 100%. 100%.
And when you're in this beautiful environment, this cabin in the forest and, and cottage and, you know, and all this beautiful, beautiful acreage around you, and getting into understanding the flow of energy that's coming from the trees, the earth, the sun, the air, without restrictions of probably, you know, the massive EMF frequencies that there are in town and in our busyness of our life. It's really the closest to wholeness that we can get, I believe.
Mm-hmm. One with the cabin in the bush where I do the retreats for small groups of women, we're lucky if we can get internet service on an intermittent frequency. So it's just one more positive addition to allow, you know, all of the energy of the water and the woods and the air, just the cleanliness of it all. And that sounds like a funny expression, but without that electro radio frequency transmission, it just it talks to the heart, and it just allows everything to open up for everybody. So things happen more quickly in that type of an environment as far as a change or a transition or an awareness. People just seem to open up because there's more space to open up.
That's beautiful, beautiful. And people are craving that sort of thing, not only, you know, just bonding in nature, but really opening up so they can get into the true essence of who they are and really mm-hmm. recapture, rekindle their joys, their bliss, their purpose and their mission here on Earth. And I think the healingness of people coming with physical limitations and illnesses and that sort of thing will have an amazing experience just to even let go for just a few minutes in the environment. So I wonder if you don't mind, Kathy, sharing with our audience some of the upcoming retreats and workshops that you have.
Certainly. I've got three retreats coming up this summer. One is the Cabin in the Bush, and it is from July 8th to 11th. And then there are two at the lake, August 19th to August 22nd, and September 9th to September 12th. And the maximum number of women at the retreat is four. So it's just a very small group, very intimate group, and in lots of cases, they're women that have come together that don't know each other, have nothing in common, and have just been able to either find some alone time or find some kindred spirit and maybe find their own tribe, that type of thing, that develops into long-term friendships. And it's just very exciting to do. The one at the lake is very energizing, of course, because of the water, and the one in the bush, I call it the bush, the forest, is very grounding because of so many cedar trees around and a beaver pond and paths, and you'll wake up with moose or deer walking through, and so you get in touch with your animal spirit as well.
Wow, that's beautiful, beautiful. Magic can happen in a heartbeat in such a beautiful environment. So we are down to the last minute and a half. Can you give your contact information and share with the tribe that, you know, all about how to get in hold of you?
Certainly. I'm located in Westmount. I work out of my home. And the address is 715 Cranbrook Road. You can reach me on Facebook through Studio Wellness Clinic or Rockwater Women's Retreat on Facebook. I have two different posts there. And the website is studiowellnessclinic.com. And my phone number, 519-641-2741. And
Fabulous.
I target the sandwich generation. So if you've got too much stress going on, you're the type of person I want to talk to.
That's fabulous. Really, honestly, it's a sandwich generation that really does need the triage right now. They really are. And I think it's just fabulous that you've created this beautiful space. And we're really thrilled to have you at the Breast Show in town, April 17th, 2016, from 8:30 to 4 p.m., www.breastshowintown.ca. And I just encourage everybody to just really circulate, meet our vendors, really get in touch with them, and that's what these spotlights are all about. Really show and highlight. So thank you very much for being with us, Kathy, and we look forward to seeing you at
Appreciate
the Breast
it.
Show.
I'm excited to be there. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Fabulous. Bye.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to